Welcome to the Three Men and a Mic podcast, episode 3, where we will make you laugh, cry, and throw up all at the same time. I'm Brian Pollitt, alongside Kyle Liddy and Nathan Berkey. And that's all they add to the table. Today's show will be about dating advice, where we'll basically explain exactly what women are thinking or ruin your lives, one of the two.
Yeah, we don't really know what women are thinking, so we're going to do our best to interpret what people have sent us, but we're probably just as lost as they are, so...
Yeah, I'm stupid when it comes to the relationships.
Just a random disclaimer, don't listen to our advice, it's just...
We had people email us in some interesting stories and or questions for our advice on some matters, which I think you'll get a kick out of. And we also got one from Reddit?
Ask Reddit, subreddit.
Ask Reddit. Okay, I've never used that, but I've heard it's popular. Anyways, our first question comes from Jared. He says, there was this girl at school who I had a crush on for 2 years when we were partnered in chemistry. I finally grew the balls to ask her out. She said yes. Excited as all hell, I asked if she would want to go out to eat and see a movie. She seemed pretty happy with the idea. So we planned on. It was Tuesday when I asked her out, so I felt obligated to talk about the excitement throughout the week. But I tried not to be too out there about it. As the week went on, she seemed less and less interested. Uh-oh. Friday came, and when I called her to say I'd be on my way, she said she had to work and could not get out of it, but she would call me. So the weekend came and went, and on Monday she told me I was cool and all, but she just thought it'd be best to stay friends. She ignored me in class unless we had to work together. What the fuck did I do wrong?
A lot. You cared, Jared. You cared.
I know.
Girls like guys that are assholes. If you give them the time of day and act interested, they will run the other way, I promise you.
Yeah, and seeing how...
As soon as I heard, I felt obligated to talk about the excitement.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. I do that, and it just doesn't work, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. This is an email, right?
This is an email. He sent us... Jared isn't his real name. It's a disclosure name, so that way he's not embarrassed.
It's actually Ebenezer.
Ebenezer. Yeah, well, he acts like it. I mean, okay, so what made you think it was a good idea to talk about it? Okay, you say, I felt obligated to talk about the excitement throughout the week. First off, that's your mistake right there. And...
I already said that.
You go up to her, you say, hey, I'm taking you out to dinner. We're going to a movie. Pick you up Friday. That's it. You leave it at that. She gets excited. She wonders, wow, does he really like me? The fact that you keep egging her on all week, hey, I can't wait to pick you up. You want some flowers? Like, she doesn't want that.
Yeah. I can't wait till you see my mom picking us up.
Yeah, if you... Because girls like the thrill of the chase. We've talked about this before. So if you let her know that you're excited and you let her know that you're...
They also like confidence.
Yeah.
They don't want a guy, like, second-guessing, hey, is she actually going
to
show up?
So if you're just constantly letting her know that you can't wait to see her and all this shit, then it's just going to be, like... She already knows, so she has nothing to work for. You gotta make her think that she's ugly and has no chance with you.
Like, you should just write her notes every time you guys are together and be like, by the way, you should probably put more makeup on Friday.
Yeah. By the way, you should probably never wear your hair like that.
Stand 2 feet behind me. I don't want people to think we're on a real date.
Yeah.
Plus, I want to know how she's acting in chemistry class. I mean, there could be another guy. I don't want to say it, but...
Do you guys have chemistry?
We're not the funniest in the biz for nothing, folks. But yeah, I'd be more interested to not necessarily hear her side of it, but just, like, see what she's saying to you. Like, is she being super short or just how she's, like, interacting with you? I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really hard to go off.
I feel like he's not exactly telling us how much he talked about it with her. You know what I mean?
I feel like...
He's probably like, oh, no, I just brought it up, like, once or twice. But he was, like, the whole time they were chemistry,
I think we can basically pretty much ascertain how this girl is acting from what he's... And we've all been in this situation, you know?
Oh,
you
I do this all the time.
We know how she's acting. She's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. She's flirting with him. Like, oh, yeah, I can't... Like, you know, I'm excited. And, like, being all smiley and flirty. And then he's getting excited, so he tells her, and then she's being standoffish. So I guarantee you that she was, like, leading him on, and, like, he thought it was all good, so he said something. And now that she knows she's got it in the bag, she doesn't want anything to do with it because... Yeah. Like I said, girls are backwards and...
They're horrible people.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes from dating girls.
Well...
When in doubt...
The one thing that comes from dating girls that's good is...
Meeting their parents?
Yeah, meeting their parents. Spending money on them. That's always fun. Oh, gosh. Anybody miss having a girlfriend? Oh, gosh. I remember those days when I got my paycheck so excited.
Hang on, my girlfriend's texting me right now. She's not.
Last girl I did was batshit crazy, so...
Yeah, you want to elaborate on that?
I'll elaborate later. It fits better with...
For another time. Yeah, Jared, I don't know, man. Looks like it's, you pushed her way too fast, I think.
I was gonna say, I don't know, you've only made one slip up. You've only said, like, oh, I'm excited, and made one slip up and made yourself look clingy, but just...
Here's my number one motto for girls that this applies to, for Jared on this one. If you treat a girl like dirt, they'll stick to you like mud.
Yeah. Damn, that's deep.
There you go.
You know what? I have one thing that will do it. One thing that will fix this whole situation. Start talking to other girls.
Yeah.
Done.
That's another thing, Jared. Don't concentrate on one girl. Because if you concentrate on one girl, you worry about this stuff too much.
I doubt Jared is the captain of the football team. So
well, okay. Here's what it is. This is what I found out in my experiences. Needy is the new sexy. So what you need to do, send her 500 texts a day, every 2 minutes, and then at one point be like, I'm going to take a Tylenol PM every time you don't text me back. Bet you $5 she'll text you back. It may be like something like, are you all right? What's going on?
Just send her a Facebook relationship request. It might help, I mean.
Yeah, just...
Would you marry me? Send her a picture of you with a wedding ring and on your knee. Yeah. Your mom, I'm pretty sure your mom will take
she'll
a pic
get the
for
hint
you.
On that one, so...
But just don't put all your energy, time and energy into one girl. Because when that happens, you're constantly like... When things mess up with that one girl, you're like, oh, what did I do wrong? But if you have multiple women to keep your attention, then you don't worry about that kind of thing. So, just move on and treat her like she's... Like Brian said, treat her like dirt and she'll stick to you like mud. So now
I'm gonna make t-shirts with that on there. I think that'd sell pretty
That's
well.
A good motto. Yeah. 3 minute mic. Treat it like dirt, dirt like mud.
Yeah, our faces on the front. No girls involved whatsoever.
So our second question comes from Doug. I'm not really looking for something long term when I talk to girls. I have to travel a decent amount and like to keep my options open. Is that just so wrong? Being 25, I'm in my prime for dating, and I don't want to settle down just yet. I have a couple girls that if I call would go out with me and are basically friends with benefits. But there is this one girl in particular that is on my mind who I really do care about, and she keeps bringing it up that she wants to get serious. As much as I would like to, I feel that if I were to agree to this, I would be hurting her more down the road because I would be getting tired of the relationship and just break up with her. What should I do? I don't want to lose her as a friend, yet at the same time let her know I don't want us to turn into a relationship.
I feel like this guy's complaining in an unnecessary situation. He's like,
I've got so many girls.
Yeah, he's like, being 25 in my prime for dating and don't want to settle down just yet. I have a couple girls that if I call would go out with me and we are basically friends with benefits.
I'm pretty sure this was Justin Timberlake throwing in a question.
I know, okay. So last time I checked, if I had like 4 girls on my phone that I could just call and go hook up with and just like straight bang them,
yeah,
I would not be disappointed. Like, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. You already have friends with benefits, quote unquote. What the hell are you trying to do?
What age are you waiting for to settle down? You're 25. You're not 18. I guess I don't understand that portion of it.
It's just really funny. I don't understand it.
I mean, I understand the question. I don't understand why he's complaining.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why you would complain. Like, he's like, my lifestyle is just so fucking good.
But then I have this girl, she's like, on my dick too, but I don't want her feelings. Yeah. Like, help me, bro.
She's like a straight 11 Jessica Alba, but I want to just hit it and quit it and get away, but still be best friends with her.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. Stop. just stop.
I'll use my line.
What do you think?
I mean, I think he's just...
Stupid?
I think he's just got an ego.
I know. Yeah. That's a very cocky thing to say. Like, you know what? I don't mean to, like, brag or nothing, but I got, like, 5 bitches on lock. Like, they straight want the D every day.
Well, he has to travel a decent amount, because he's obviously in a hardcore band that makes millions of dollars.
I know. So are these, like, girls in different, like,
area
places?
Codes.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, I got
all over the world.
Yeah, Nikki's my Florida bitch. Jesse's my Tenny bitch.
I think we need to email this guy with some advice.
I know.
We shouldn't be asking us.
We should add him to the group, like how to hook up with women, how to like mentally screw with their minds to where they think that they're like lower than anything, to where they will only be friends with benefits. Like, how would you do that? Like, how would you like convince them?
I think
that's pretty awesome.
We need to help him with what he wants to do with this one girl, though. We haven't really talked about that.
I really don't even care about that one girl.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Like,
you're
Doug, never talk to us again. That's not even your real name.
Here, I have advice for you. You're an asshole. You're complaining about, like, God's great given gift. You know what us three are doing with our Friday night? Sitting in a room that happens to be mine, it's making Thursday. A podcast.
It's Thursday.
Okay, well, who gives a shit what day it is? I'm stupid, so I don't know. But still, you're out banging girls like, I'm super depressed with my life. I want to settle down. Then do it.
Yeah.
Stop complaining.
This guy should not have wasted our time.
No,
thanks for the email, but...
I know. He's like...
You're not going to listen to us anyway.
Well, we can't really say that because he did...
Okay, here's what you do.
His email, so...
I know. Here's what you do. Grow up. Settle down with her if you want. If it doesn't work out, then just don't have it work out. You're not going to be friends after this if you go in a relationship with her. Or if you don't get serious enough, I feel like you could work it back into a friendship.
As hard as it is to accept, there starts to be a romantic feelings, whether it's just you or just her or mutual, after that is never going to be the same.
I've always believed that guys and girls cannot be friends. There's always some kind of weird tension / interaction that'll be, oh, wonder if he has feelings for me. Oh, yeah. Wonder if she has feelings. It's just, I've always encountered that. Every time I ask a girl, like, hey, do you have guy friends? Yeah, I have all kinds of guy friends. You ever dated any of them? Well, yeah, probably. Like, all of them. Like, it's just, it always works out that way. You gotta be honest with her. Just say, hey, I'm not looking to settle down, but I really do, like, I care about you. And then, if you're lucky, she'll stick around. Maybe down the road, you guys can try something different.
All I know is this guy is Jesus.
Just tell her you wanna date, but just nothing serious. Like, if you don't want to be serious, don't be serious. If you want to be serious, be serious. It's pretty...
Yeah, you're Doug. Who cares? I mean...
Yeah, your name's Doug, and you're...
Doug the Pussy Slayer from God knows where.
I know. All I know is, if you don't want anything serious, just tell her, like, right out from the bat, be like, listen here, I want to get in ya. But at the same time, I still want to remain friends if it doesn't work out. Yeah. And if she says, no, screw you, then be like, all right. And then
you can make it like a joke.
And then just chloroform her real quick and get what you want and get out.
Be like, I want to get in you. And then if she gets offended, she'd be like, oh, just kidding, best friend.
And knock her out.
So you want to tap it like a faucet.
They
just tell her you want to name her mom like the last girl that loved you, but you love her underparts.
We'll explain that story at another time. But
okay, that's my significant...
It's part of Nathan's rap song.
Awesome rap, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Here, let's go into it. Okay, so who knew I couldn't rap? That made no sense. Remix!
And Nick is freestyling, so this is the end of the show. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah. Who just embarrassed themselves?
Nathan's really good.
I feel like I can't talk. Is it just me that I'm just, like, slurring every word that I say?
I feel like I've counted a billion pills in the past 24 hours, and I still have, like, tunnel vision.
All right, so our advice for you, Doug, is basically...
Do what feels right. Follow your heart.
Yeah, follow your heart, bro.
Follow your soul.
Your heart will lead you in the right direction. And if your heart doesn't, just follow Jesus. Just
hold on. I got some confidence juice for you. If you want to know what to do, listen to Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars and just open up your mind. That's how you'll get to it.
When in doubt.
Fist pump that bitch.
When in doubt, WWJD, bro. What would Jesus do?
YOLO.
Yeah, we got our what would Jesus do and YOLO wristbands on right now.
We should get shirts that say what would Jesus do on the back.
And on the front
no,
say
no,
like...
No, on the front say what would Jesus do and on the back say no one gives a fuck.
So basically, when you're having your next threesome and listen to it, while you're in the Caribbean, just... You'll be fine.
Yeah, Doug.
You don't need our advice.
No one likes you. All right. Except for your
all right.
benefits. All right. Well, now this is on to our next question. Our next two are actually from...
Reddit.
Ask Reddit subreddit where you post questions or post topics and have people comment on them. So I posted a topic, said, you know, give me your terrible dating or relationship stories or whatever. So this is one, and we actually thought... this is actually pretty good. We were pretty impressed with this one. So
yeah, it's pretty funny. It's... mean it is to say.
We're keeping it anonymous, but her username is Scroll Buttons. Obviously, that's not her real name, so...
If it was, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, awesome name, yeah.
Scroll Buttons McGee. All
right, hello, just scroll.
Question or story is... I went on a date with this guy I met on OkCupid. First mistake. He was very charming, and just as I was making the mental fist bump for not picking the creepiest guy possible, he proceeds to compliment my dress and how it looks like something his sister wore last week. Then he goes on to compliment my minimal makeup, which he appreciates in his sister as well. He asks if I work out, to which I reply, no. And then he goes on to tell me that his family, the women are in his family, the women are naturally slim, a gene his sister inherited. And he likes to see the same in the women he dates. Basically, the whole thing was an ode to his sister. About halfway through having the heebie-jeebies are too much for me, and I go to excuse myself. He somehow interprets this as me wanting to go home and have sex with him. I reply, no, thank you. Please go see a therapist. Have a nice day.
Do you live in Kentucky?
And well, we can talk about our question, but then I want to go on to, because we had like a little conversation on Reddit, and I thought what happened was kind of funny. But
I think this. I don't know about you, but if I was in this situation, I would be having a heyday.
Yeah.
On how awesome that would be to be in her position, just like sit there and just him be like, so I was sitting there like last week, like tanning with my sister. She was nude, of course. We were just taking pictures, having a goofy old time.
I feel like, you know how most girlfriends, they, like, catch porn under a guy's bed and, like, yell at him, like, if they find his, like, family photo albums under the bed, I feel like he'd be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
He, like, opens his family photo albums, all the pages are stuck together.
Yeah. Like, what if she actually did go home to have sex with him? She's like, oh, I haven't had it in a while. She, like, goes home, and there's just, like, posters of his sister everywhere.
Like a shrine.
Yeah. It's, like, her, like, sister. She's, like, voyeur pictures of her, like, eating sandwiches in the morning. Her naturally slim, unmakeuped face eating a sandwich.
He's, like, smelling her toothpaste bottles and just, like, yeah, it's just all bad. But, yeah. So
how much confidence would you have to interpret like you leaving as like, oh my god, bro, she wants to do it
in the bag.
Yeah, I talk about my sister all the time. She looks like my sister. She talks like my sister. I mean, I'm about to fuck her, bro. I just met my sister last week. I totally understand her sending or commenting this because this is priceless material. And this is awesome, but I don't, like, I just feel bad for this guy. I mean, I hope he listens. Like, this is just, like you're an idiot.
I want to know how, like, Thanksgiving dinner goes at this family's house.
Right, are they, like, sitting there flirting with each other?
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, sitting there, like, eating this turkey, like, I really like Hayden wearing any makeup. You look beautiful.
I know.
Pass me the mashed potatoes. Are they creamy enough for you?
Yeah.
Oh, goopy!
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There's the goopy reference.
I don't know. Does he have a thing for his grandma, too? Is this just like a...
My grandma doesn't wear makeup either, bro.
This is the best. Put your sister to the test, bro.
That's like...
It's my motto.
I want to know what he was really trying to get across like that.
He's got problems. He's got issues.
Honestly, this guy, he probably had no idea what he was doing. He probably thought it was fine and dandy. Like,
I know. He's like, well, from what my dad told you. me... His dad would talk... Okay, yeah. My dad used to tell a story about, like, him and his, like, brothers used to just, like, get together in their family barn and, like, and, like, punch each other's dicks to see... And then whoever got hard first lost. That's, like, their family conversations.
Whoever got hard first had to be Pivot Man.
Had to be Frogger.
Yeah.
Had to be Frogged.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like we need to have scroll buttons on the show. I just want to hear more about this. Just have that be a whole episode. Just talk about the sister incident. Like,
I know, that's awesome.
I want to know if he kept contact you afterwards. Like, hey, you just where would I bring you over? It's my sister's.
I know. Yeah. He's like, I have a fetish in my... Like, if you could wear my sister's old dress and cowboy boots.
Cowboy dresses.
Say that we're going to the pool just like old times, please.
He's like, he calls his sister that night. He's like, I told her everything about you. She's so...
She knows about us.
I know. She knows. I was going on iTunes and I saw 3 minutes in a podcast. I was like, you know, I'll just give it a listen and I'm freaking on it.
He's really funny, guys. I'm like, alright, anyway.
Turns out the fantasies I had about my sister are getting me famous, bro.
I know. He's all Maury, like clapping his hands. He's like, I can't wait.
Probably they knew I felt that way about my mom, too.
Now, this girl only looked like my mom. Fat, wore a lot of makeup.
I'm just glad that she didn't want any advice on this one because I don't think we could give it without laughing.
No,
so.
It wasn't really dating advice. It was a dating story, so we can't give advice. Well, what you should have done, kiss him on the dick.
The exact same thing. You said, no, thank you. Please go see a therapist.
As fast as you possibly could.
Yeah, basically, you answered your own advice.
This guy should absolutely go see a therapist. You said,
I mean, I don't think he's that weird. I think about like my cats all the time.
That's awkward.
It's not awkward. It's true.
Anywho,
what I was gonna say about when I posted this, we had like a after she said this, I was like, yeah, you should stay away from online dating because you know I dated a girl off there and she was batshit crazy. I'm not going to say what her name
is. Who would that be?
But it rhymes with salary.
It starts with a V. It
starts with a V and rhymes with salary. And I just basically said, you know, there's a reason people are on online dating sites, even if they're attractive. Like, okay, she said this guy's charming and, like, probably a good-looking guy or whatever, but...
Hung like a horse.
Obviously, there's a reason. He can't find another girl.
As he's in his wife beater watching Pokemon.
Yeah, because every girl he brings around, he just, like, compares him to his sister, apparently. But then it was kind of funny because her next comment was, well, actually, I found my husband and now I'm having two kids. And
you got told, basically.
Yeah, basically it was just like, oh, well, thank you, scroll buttons. Apparently I'm the only person in the world that online dating doesn't work for. So thank you for kindly pointing that out and crushing my dreams.
All right. Thank you, scroll. You literally made my day.
Yeah, that was the best one.
I was about to say, I think we punched this one into the ground.
Yeah.
So
I can talk about it more.
I mean, I could talk about it more too, but I think we need to skip on before people like start hating us. Well, they already do.
All right, who's reading the last question?
I'll go. Brian.
This is from La Tigre. The Liger? Napoleon Dynamite. All
right. Not even spelled right, but continue.
I reconnected with a guy I had great chemistry with in the past. Being both newly single, we set up a date and went out for dinner. He spent the entire time talking about government conspiracies, training himself to not need to eat food, and the at-home lab he had set up to detect poisons in the tap water. Dude was seriously paranoid. Needless to say, it did not get me in the mood.
I feel like he's like Walter off of Breaking Bad.
I know.
But not as awesome?
Yeah, well, he's not awesome and bald. This guy probably has a full head of hair.
This guy is bald and terrible.
No, you want to talk all batshit crazy. That's what this guy is. Like, I can see if you have like food for if like something happened, but this guy's like taking it to the next level. He's like, yeah, you want to see my basement? There's a bunch of people hanging from the wall. Like, a bunch of people who were in the government and they're just like dead. They're like hanging. Let's go.
He like, takes him to meet his cat and it's like a dead cat he's holding, like petting his head in his hands. Just like,
it's a cremated cat.
Yeah,
I killed my cat so it wouldn't kill me in my sleep.
I knew cats had chips in them.
Yeah, but I still love it, so I just keep it.
Well, I'd like to know how you had great chemistry with them in the past. This doesn't seem like a person you had chemistry with. Maybe you're the crazy one.
Yeah.
He saw that Bunker Wars, or whatever it's called, where they have like all those bunkers.
I've seen a little bit about that, but I haven't actually watched
it. I feel like, you know, some of those people, like, I can understand if you're getting prepared, because it's not like zombies or whatever. It's like people who are insane. Like, did you guys hear about what happened in Oklahoma when the city that had the tornado go through it? Like, 17 people got caught for looting houses.
That's what I would do.
You're an awful person. You are an awful person.
Money you can make there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Take people's TVs and sell them on Craigslist. I don't understand.
They deserve to get hit in the head with a hammer, first off.
Corpses have wallets, too. I mean, you got...
Yeah.
Corpses have wallets too. That's awful. But
finders keepers, losers suck, dude.
But like, if someone like that were to happen, all those people who like will steal from someone's house that got destroyed are gonna kill you for your food or whatever. So this guy's super smart. Is what I'm trying to get at.
I feel like this guy's our friend. The way we're talking,
we're defending him.
He's not crazy. You are.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should connect with El Tigre or Le Tigre.
What is in your food? You don't even know. Have you seen trans fat these days?
Yeah.
You should at least let him tap your water.
See what we did there.
Yeah. Oh.
This is the second people that have had chemistry. The other people I had chemistry class. These people had chemistry like.
Does get you in
the like a rapist.
If paranoid people that get poison in their water doesn't get you turned on, what does? I'd like to know.
People who are into their sisters? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe these guys would flip.
Oh. What if that guy looked like that other guy's sister? Conundrum.
Guy looked like the other guy's sister.
White people problems.
Yeah.
White people problems. Menda back in Adam.
I feel like we've beat this topic into the ground, and I feel like we should probably say something about our Twitter and stuff.
Three Man Podcast. Or wait, actually, I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know how to like sound cool.
Our Twitter handle is
at Three Man Podcast.
Yeah, I think it is.
Tweet us and follow us and
poke our tweets and
if you don't follow us,
Twitter our tweets.
Me, Kyle, and Brian will seriously spend all night just crying
together in a room.
Or we'll just kill ourselves.
No.
Why not? No, I'm just kidding, but. Our Twitter is at...
Because then my cats would never get fed.
Oh, my God. Our Twitter is at...
your cats.
Our Twitter is at 3 Men Podcast. You already know our Gmail, but in case you didn't hear the first episode, it's 3menandamike@gmail.com with the number 3.
Number 3.
Please don't spell out.
Men and a mic at you.
And we're going to create a Facebook because we're sick of having people... Actually, no one's messaged us on Facebook, but we're going to make a Facebook so it's actually official.
No, I got 2 messages.
Yeah, from my mom and my dad. They really like us.
I didn't get any messages.
Oh, I got 2.
Okay, well, apparently they didn't got messages, but we're going to make it a lot easier for you guys to get a hold of us on Facebook. For those of you who are listening, because apparently we had 300-something listeners to the last one, which I don't know how
that happened. It's 350 now.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Apparently we're, like, local celebrities, but next thing you know, we're going to be on Bob and Tom, but...
Bob and Tom. We'll have girls stripping for us.
So at the bottom, no, we
do. We'll give you $20 for each article of clothing you take off.
But yeah, we don't really know what we want. We haven't even really decided what... If this is going to be a weekly thing, a bi-weekly thing, just whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's just whenever we feel like it. We just... We came up with
something. What's the best with our schedules right now?
Yeah,
because Brian's
we're
off.
Super popular and we have girls all over us. We gotta find time to create a podcast.
I know. I woke up this morning and seriously, I look out front of my house. I felt like I was Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
I had like little kids holding signs up.
Well, we just
we're basically the Beatles, but with jokes.
Basically, you
guys and a podcast.
You guys are welcome to tweet us or email us or Facebook us any suggestions for how often you want to hear it. What topics do you think should be on the show?
Should we sell our mic?
Yeah, should we sell our mic and quit while we're ahead?
We were, and yeah.
Should we shoot ourselves, group suicide? But yeah, just let us know what you guys want to hear because we don't really care. Obviously, we can talk for.
We'll talk if you want to listen. If not, just download and don't listen.
Yeah.
Because it still means we're popular.
Yeah, just get us to the top of the popularity list.
That's yeah,
we just need people to see
us. Don't have to like us. Just.
It's like.
We would prefer if you liked us, but you don't have to because we're so cool already that we don't even like need fans.
On that note.
Well, yeah. This is awkward.
I know.
So, yeah. Tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And we'll see whenever we feel like making another one.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Later.